Amy Poehler, Hard to Not Have a Full-On Panic Attack Every Day. By Jerome Hudson on April 24, 2019. Actress-producer Amy Poehler, the Hillary Clinton supporter best known for her seven-season stint on Saturday Night Live and a six-year starring role on the NBC hit comedy Parks and Recreation, lamented in an extensive interview about the strain and stresses of life for a Hollywood star in the era of President Donald Trump. "Women have been rightly and righteously furious about this administration and have been working together and bonding together just in an attempt to make sense of all of it," Amy Poehler said to The Hollywood Reporter. "Every woman I know has a text chain. Every morning we just say, 'Can you believe this? Can we break this down together so I don't lose my mind? Anybody out there? Because it's really crazy making. I can't watch him speak. It's so upsetting," Poehler said of President Trump, whom she described after his election as everything women should abhor and fear in a male role model. Poehler went on the record with The Reporter about the more than a dozen new film projects she's either starring in, producing, directing, or all of the above. Elsewhere in the exchange, the Emmy and Golden Globe winner explained why she's teaching her young sons to be aware of their privilege, imploring them to donate their birthday money to causes from immigration to climate change. "They have to understand their privilege in the world. They cannot just live in a bubble because truly the world depends on it," the actress explained. "We are handing them a world that's on fire, the oceans are rising, the animals are dying, and saying, 'Good luck, kid.'" Poehler, who got her showbiz start on the New York City improv scene, doesn't suffer social media, particularly Twitter, a description of the platform for which she is receiving near universal praise. "To me, Twitter is like trying to have a nice dinner with your friends in the middle of an insane asylum. It's like, right this way, there's a lovely dinner with all your friends, and you just have to walk through an asylum for the criminally insane. Maybe everybody will be asleep and you'll be able to have interesting conversations with like-minded people, but you may also get poop thrown on you." The also actress admitted that Hillary Clinton not being elected the country's first female president was a huge loss. But she's still politically active. Last month, the New York Times revealed Poehler and other left-wing Hollywood stars, like Amy Schumer, are being flat-out rejected by New York City waitresses over a pending minimum wage increase the workers believe will hurt more than help. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.